I'm taking a moment's sanctuary in the camper van. And it's kind of nice just to step back from everything for a while and just sit here and absorb the atmosphere from afar. Around me at the moment, I'm in the campsite and there are kids being put to bed, kids who don't want to go to bed, and all kinds of stuff going on. Above my head, there are some lanterns floating in the air, but not very far, maybe 100 metres from me, is a very large-looking lantern, which is in fact a hot air balloon, tethered, but coming down, picking people up, taking them up above the festival. And it's an extra special festival, it really is. The amount of people that turned up, even though it was raining, when everybody came and pitched up camp, is amazing, and everybody in high spirits, and I'm sure those high spirits has something to do with dissolving any dampness or drizzle that was hanging around, and for the rest of the time we just had sunshine and blue skies, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's late in the evening now, and there's the intermittent glow across the trees and on the surrounding hedges and on the tents when the hot air balloon flares up and takes another family up into the air. If this is the last VanFest, the festival that for the last 3 years Geekenbury has kind of bolted onto the side of, the geek meek that exists within this festival, then it will be sad, because there's a great group of people here. It always kind of exists outside of society's normal festival rules. Technically, it's a private party, and it means that, I don't know, there's a completely different atmosphere. I think, dare I say, it's possibly my favourite festival, and I do my best to go to a lot of festivals. Kind of strange this year, because I've got an awful lot of space just for myself. but nice in the same way that I can retreat back to a very technologically equipped camper van, and I guess Geekenbury wouldn't be Geekenbury without some kind of technology happening. The band have just finished playing Van Morrison. A lot of people dancing. I'm currently slurping on a pint of tea, which stands for traditional English ale. My phone is ringing, how very strange. I'm going to answer that. I'll be right back. A strange momentary phone call. It is strange because there's been very little to zero mobile phone signal here. So what with there being Wi-Fi, I've been able to check once in a while and just look at my emails, most of which are voice messages. But it's been nice. I mean, it is Saturday. Come on, I'm allowed not to answer the phone when I don't know it's ringing. So there's definitely been a large chunk of downtime, but I've been snapping away. I've been flowing some photos onto my posthumous blog, which is documental.ly, and having a lot of conversational moments around a fire or by the food stand, which has just got gorgeous food on it, or by the little bar, which is 2 self-tap barrels of real ale. It's something that I think everybody should do during the summer. Go to some very small, very easygoing, very relaxed, preferably unofficial festivals. Yeah, it's like a massive camp out music jam barbecue with friends. Excellent. I'm going to get back to it now. See if there's any beer left, and maybe have a bit of a dance. Have a good evening, whatever you're doing.